You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
Are you sure you want to do this? There she is.
You want to break in and steal highly regulated equipment?
This could be our only ticket out of here.
Should be in and out in 30 minutes.
Welcome to the Romulus Space Station.
Space gives me the creeps.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
What the fuck was that? Young!
Stop playing around, man. Just get up.
I'm not playing around. There's something in the water.
What do you mean there's something in the water?
I don't know. There's just something in the fucking water.
Run.
Whatever comes, we'll face it together.
Let's go.
Impact. Event in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to the Periodic Table of Fuck That's Scary.
I think my favorite thing about that trailer is the little face hugger that's like, come on, let me just put in the tip.
That is more than the tip. That is a lot more than the tip. That is definitely something you're going to have to talk to your parents about.
Well, you know, it's fun, guys. I'm out.
Oh, that's where you draw the line with this movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, no. No, the sexual metaphors are too much in this.
No.
Anyway.
Hi, yeah. Everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Zeno Jill, how are you this fine evening?
I am good. I watched some fucked up body horror last night and I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah. And what's more, I'm imagining that you now, even though you're facing dead on behind it, you've just got this weird long head. It's like, this is you being Zeno Jill, and you've got, just a big long dickhead, you know.
Oh,
no, because they are. They're dicks. They're like, aliens are dicks. Let's be honest.
Oh, first time I've been called a dickhead on this stream. Wow.
Trying to isolate people, Quinny.
Isolation, gosh. Really?
Sure. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Jill. I can resurrect this alien friend.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
So, Dion, is this a resurrection of the franchise or is it a requiem for the dream?
Look, you know, I will die on the hill that Alien vs. Predator Requiem is a good film.
I'm standing right next to you on the top of that hill, shooting lasers at all the aliens coming at us.
Yeah, sure. Like, is it a perfect film? No. Does it have some problems? But maybe. Mm-hmm. But did it provide me with some great scenes? Yeah. And also. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, anyway, so what are we talking
about? That's not what we're talking about, though.
No, we're talking about today. We are talking aliens versus, no, alien. Alien.
Just alien.
The social impressions of.
Yes.
Tomorrow, yes, that's right. Because remember that this film comes out tomorrow, and we got to see it yesterday, which is great. But yeah, we can definitely tell you what we thought as a social impression.
Mm, yeah. We can indeed. And we wouldn't be feeling, we don't want to give spoilery stuff anyway, so this is going to be steering away from the spoilery side of things, also, you know, and it is what it is, we're going to be talking about it.
I mean, literally in the trailer there, someone has a chest burster, so when you see that character on screen, let's just be safe to say they don't come out of that in a fun way, but let's just also say there is a lot more with alien Romulus than is in the trailer, which is equally part satisfying and disturbing.
Yeah, 100%
agree. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got so many sort of conflicted feelings about this one because there were so many times that I was watching it where I was like, oh, yeah, you did something really cool. And then so many times I went, you just did that thing again that you've seen in other films.
No, I loved watching this with a whole kind of like with a whiteboard or a chalkboard, kind of a mental chalkboard. And I'm like, there's a mark in the pro column, and there's a mark in the con column. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you understand why the bits are there, but like, no. Nah. And then you're like, oh, sweet. Oh, sweet.
Sorry, I just want to call out Adsky in the chat who says, he's sucker for a bad movie. We're talking about Alien versus Predator in the chat, and he's even subjecting himself to the Borderlands movie. So you're the one.
I would love to hear more about that in the second, like after we come back from the break.
Yes, please. I would very much like to hear more about
that. Because, yeah, do I feel like no? I mean, I would think I would rather go and watch the director's cut of Rebel Moon.
Wow.
I watched 10 minutes of it and I was like, a lot more tits in this one. yeah. That's about all.
Are they in slow motion though?
No, they weren't, which is strange. Like, why wouldn't you do this? Okay, whatever.
Right. Alien. I keep wanting to do
it.
There's no versus. No versus. There's just aliens.
Alien versus human? Humans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alien versus the crushed proletariat.
Okay, why not?
Alien versus the workers?
See, once again, you're going straight to something that I think I want to talk about.
Right. Sorry.
You know, no, that's good. I think we're allowed to talk about these things. Just a quick round the room. What are our general feelings of the Alien franchise as a general?
You're a big
Alien fan, Jill. Fuck yes.
I like indiscriminate aliens destroying humanity.
You love the perfect organism and they're just, you know.
I just like anything that has been trifled with, like man has trifled with, and then man loses. Like that's where I'm at. I love Jurassic Park. I love like Terminator. Like give me the, cyber man fucking. Yep. Uprising, and I love Alien.
Right.
What about that one that was? What about that one that the Amazon Prime one about the people that go into the future to fight the war against the aliens that are taking over?
The Tomorrow War or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah,
the Chris Pratt.
Oh, the Chris Pratt one.
No. Yeah, they had aliens. Sure.
No, but he was the hero, so that's not good.
The
humans have to lose for me to like the movie.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Predaking is saying he's only seen Alien 1 and waiting till. Oh man. Aliens is so good.
I mean, like, I had a long coming to Aliens slowly because I wasn't really a big fan of horror things. I think I saw like an image of the alien first before I saw the film, and that gave me nightmares as a child.
Yeah, I knew I loved you, Dion.
And then I watched, I think I saw Aliens the first time on the, but it was the freaking like television cut.
Oh, so the exact opposite of the director's cut.
Yeah, if you watch the television cut, which actually takes a whole bunch of shit out of it, and it isn't very scary at all, kind of. And then I watch Alien, and then I watch Aliens, the proper one. And then Alien 3, and then Alien Resurrection, and then AVP, and then AVP Requiem, and then Prometheus, and then Covenant.
Okay, where are we all feelings for Prometheus?
I realized that I actually don't remember Prometheus, and everything I thought that was in it was from Covenant.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But, all of the flute fingering and everything, that was...
Yeah. I mean, that's my favorite line from the movie, but everything else just...
Prometheus is a good idea executed absolutely terribly. It was just, it was so convoluted and stupid, like dumb humans making stupid decisions. Like basically, but that's kind of the first Alien. Like the original Alien is don't listen to the woman, everyone dies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Prometheus was kind of like, actively go out of your way to not listen to the woman again. Everyone dies, plus more body horror.
Yeah. I find that it's interesting because the whole series, when it's the Alien series at least, when it's really at its core, is talking about hubris. It's about, humans thinking that we're better than the universe and we can just go in and do whatever the fuck we want. And the universe turning around going, fuck you. You do not understand. You are fucking specks in the eyes of this grand design. And I thought Prometheus tapped on that occasionally, but yeah, also wasn't a good film.
No, and for the smartest people in the planet that they get to go on a mission to try and discover alien life, they just do dumb shit. Consistently,
the moment they're walking around an alien planet and they just take their helmets off.
Oh yeah, classic.
I mean, it kind of explains why corporations should not be in charge of progress for humanity, because they're just kind of like, yeah, we got all these people, they're really experts, they're great, they're amazing, and you're like, are they though? What's their qualifications? They don't seem to be qualified. You don't seem to be qualified. Why are you sending these people out?
Yeah. And I mean, this certainly hits on a lot of those same themes. Like there's a lot of themes of hubris.
I have things, and I think that there's a thematic thing there where I found that I took away from Alien Romulus is it tries more than anyone else to be the peacemaker across like a Middle East conflict of films. It's hard to find common ground that, unless you have to, one side needs to do something to like understand which film is going to be the actual one that goes but it tries its darndest. It gives it a fucking shot. And I respect it for that.
I mean, I would liken it to another Greek mythical person in Echo, because it just seems to hark back to the original film in a lot of ways.
It harks back to it. It echoes a lot of things of the original 2, 3, 4 films.
Yes. I mean, also it feels a little bit like Sisyphus at the same time.
Just rolling that ball up the hill.
Just pushing shit uphill that you're like, really? How? That is like, oh, that's rolled all the way down again with that plot line, but you're going back to get it. You've gone back to get it. You're going to keep...
Hey,
keep
remember that bit from that movie that you really liked?
Yeah, actually...
Let's do it again.
One thing that I did love that Trav said is there is a danger in any time you do a bit from another movie is you remind everybody else of the other movie and how much better it was than the one you're watching. And I was like, when it's sitting, like standing on its own 2 feet, this is a film that's doing something really cool, but it doesn't do that very often. And it keeps referencing all this other shit. And you're like,
But I mean, on another way, in the defense though, it does a really good job of fitting itself into the flavor of this science fiction universe.
It does. Yeah. Oh, it feels right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I really was kind of like, I don't know what this is going to be like. And I reckon the first opening 45 minutes does such a great world building, or not even world building, but a world representation that we haven't seen really before.
Yeah.
That it actually made me go, I am open to this. Like, I have opened this up, and I think you've established this as using all, like, I understand this world, and I got to see a bit more than we usually do, and how it operates. And now I get why everyone in that opening 45 minutes, I get why this film is happening. Mm. And that's tough sometimes. Why certain characters do certain things later is a completely separate individual.
I'm going to counter your love of the world building and giving us reference to the people and why they do what they do and say, I'm not here for any of that shit. I just want to see people get absolutely eviscerated by aliens.
You're here for the horror. And that is
the whole purpose. I'm here for destruction. I'm here for wanton terror. I just want to see death.
And again, probably I'll counterpoint to that one. You probably got what you paid for there, Jill.
Yeah. I mean, there's a significant chunk of the film that's for you.
And I love that.
I'm very much like, I enjoyed the death and the wanton terror and running and death and blood and stuff. But
running and the screaming and the
but I do like Dion. There's the first section is showing a mining planet that the company runs. So Weyland Yutani, the company.
Yeah, thank you.
It's an established place that has already had that terraforming process happen.
Or at least partially, because the atmosphere processes are still running. And it's not a nice place. And it's a little bit of social realism. It's like these people who work as miners are indentured servants or slaves. You know, they've got to, like, and when you think about the life of that girl, she's what, meant to be 16, 17, something like that?
Yeah. That's all she's known.
Yeah. So at one point they say, okay, you've worked your 12,000 hours and that's meant to be your ticket out of there. And they say, you've got to work another 12,000 hours. Yeah, we've doubled it. So that should only be another 5 or 6 years, which being the case, she was working when she was 11. Like, this is the stuff you're like, oh, fuck. Okay, so this is straight up multi-generational slavery. And that, I was like, oh, fuck me, this is amazing.
Yeah. And,
sorry, I like Adsky's comment. As the Zoomers say, it's not that deep, bro. I'm here for the killing and the death.
Yeah, look, I mean, and chronologically, this one is set between Alien and Aliens.
It is. In a fairly crowded space somewhere alongside Alien Isolation.
Yeah.
But that's a game, Quinny, and no one cares about games because they're not canon.
Oh, how dare
you. We're going to go all the way back. We're going to talk about the Alien comic books. How will they fit into the chronological order?
I realize we haven't actually had our synopsis. Let's do that real quick. Yeah. It is quite short because there isn't a long one around.
I pick the alien queen, and you have to communicate by breathing and pheromones.
Okay, right. Okay, let's give it a go. No, it's not working for me. I'm sorry. Set between the events of Alien and Aliens, the story concerns a group of young space colonists who, while scavenging a derelict space station, come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe. There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
It's very short.
Yeah, cool.
Face to face, just like that image.
Yeah.
Yeah. Face to two faces.
The one surefire thing to not get me on board with the humans surviving is making them all in their 20s.
Like, fuck these little Brits.
Yeah, just fuck them. Yeah. Especially the British ones. They can fuck right off.
Oh, my God. What a complete dick.
Well, good for you to know that, like, you know, they're all pretty much exactly like the slasher horror cast. It's like, hey, you're introduced to all of them. They have the stereotypes, and just wait till I see how they die. Yeah.
One of the things that the really successful Alien films did was build the characters up a little bit so that when you set them into death, you were kind of a little bit invested in them. Occasionally that worked here, and then occasionally it didn't.
Yeah, look,
the only one I connected with was the Sith. Andy.
Oh, look, David.
Oh, yeah.
David Johnson does a really good job in this for reasons that I can't really explain without giving too much away. But I enjoyed watching him on screen all the time.
Yes.
Mm.
That's a good one.
And from an acting perspective, I was like, holy shit, that guy got some shit to play with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he got given a full meal and dessert. That's fucking cool.
In terms of an interesting character in order that is able to, you know, commit to a role, that one, yeah, had a lot of scope and had a lot of change, and it was great to watch that go through.
Yeah, he had even also, like, went as far as getting the back of his eyelids tattooed, and I thought that was like a real commitment to the role.
Yeah, no CGI on that. As we said, all the effects in this were practical. So he actually had that Android slot put into his body as a body mod.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense if you've seen that film.
All the face huggers were mutated spiders. Did you know that?
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, they were all jacked up on steroids. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just regular Australian spiders. We just.
Yes.
We pinned some kangaroo
tail on the donkey.
Pinned some kangaroo tails on the back of some regular Australian huntsmen and let them go.
A couple of funnel webs did a roid cycle, and yeah, we just stuck them in film.
Yep. I love it because even though, the aliens themselves have always, so like you, Dion, I saw images and stuff from Alien way too young. For some reason, my school library had the Book of Alien, which was all of the H.R. Giger art and photos from the film. Yes.
What?
And my friend, Rick, could chase me around. Like, in the middle of the book, there was a double page spread of the face hugger on the dude. And that freaked me the fuck out.
On earth was that Giger book in a public school?
Fuck,
that is
only
straight
us.
Up some pornography.
Yeah. It wasn't just in public schools, it was in private schools. For some reason, it got past all of the, I don't know, the Tasmanian school.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. Yeah, I remember
that. That
was it with all of the sex ed books? Like, where did I come from?
Well, when a biomechanoid face rapes another biomechanoid. Yeah,
I mean, that was almost as fun as discovering cyberpunk in my other school library in Queensland later, in, like, as a teenager going, how did this get in here?
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ever since then, like, the design, the actual long, you know, dick-headed alien and everything creeped me out, but the face huggers have always fucked me up because of exactly that. And this movie's very smart that, in a lot of the cases, the face huggers are kind of at the front of the film and then they just disappear. In this one, it's like, oh no, they're still a threat all the way fucking through, and they're scary, and there's a lot of them. As you saw in that trailer, there's a lot of the little fuckers.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those times where I want to say it's like the film has done a great job taking a lot of these things from all the previous ones and forefronting them again and knowing that they don't have to hide so much the aliens because we know what they look like. It tried to add a few things, like, so I think it's quite brave in adding a couple of things to it.
Yeah.
And paying reference to a few things. I think you're right, Q. It sort of took what is scary. Actually, face huggers are really scary because there's a lot of them and we've never seen them en masse and what they can do and how does that work or how do we create tension? It does that really well instead of just making it all about the alien.
Yeah.
You know.
And once again, bringing the alien back to being something quite smart. Because that's one of the things in Aliens. They just become like they're drones. They're kind of dumb animals. In the first one of Alien, it's hunting them and it is picking them off one by one and choosing when it's going to kill them. And this one, you definitely see that it is an intelligent creature.
Mm-hmm.
Presented that way, kind of.
Mm.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, I got to say, it's a greatest hits. It's the greatest hits of Aliens and Alien and Alien 3.
Yeah. But they gave us a banger right at the end.
Yeah.
And we're not going to spoil it, but yeah.
Definitely has something to do with banging there, Jill. But yeah.
Something that we have not seen in this Alien franchise before and something that was quite terrifying. So if you're... Yep. Yep. Not into this and body horror kind of stuff, then maybe avoid it or just cover your eyes. But it was so fucked up and I loved it.
Yeah. It definitely turned the volume up on the fucked up for that last bit.
It went a bit of that random kind of like, wow. Oh,
I mean, if you're trying to call back to Alien and like give us all the greatest hits, how do you get to that final scene of like Ripley in the mech suit thing trying to face off against a xenomorph queen? It's like, how do you top that? And I think this competes.
They give it a red hot fucking go.
Also, I want to say like good things about it, like in the sense too, like it's really beautiful by understanding that space is gorgeous and terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I kind of like that from the first Alien. You know, the tagline is "In space, no one can hear you scream," and they're always like, you know, in Alien, it's set within a ship, so there's claustrophobia. In Aliens, it's like planetary kind of thing, but still inside. There's a lot of insight in this. I like the fact that the space environment around the ship is also a character of danger and beauty. Which is, I really like that too. You know, still created claustrophobic moments. I mean, I love these designs. I don't know who designs these fucking space stations, but fuck them. Like, you know, they just designed
the sets were beautiful. Like, they really put in a lot of detail. There's so much attention paid.
And it feels so much like that. It does a beautiful job of being the in between of Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Aliens, you're in a colony on a planet. In Alien, you're on a spaceship, but it's a holer. So it's a, you know, full of dark passages and scary shit. This is a science vessel, kind of, but at the same time, it has visual elements of all of them. And then add to that the fear and the horror and the running and the screaming.
It has plenty of that, and I enjoyed it. And you know, there's a conceit that they have at the start where they introduce gravity as a weapon kind of thing, and I really like how that paid off like across the film because it made sense. Because there's a lot of real smart decisions made, and then there's also a lot of real dumb ones.
What are the kind of things that didn't work as well for you?
Is it a spoiler? my social impression of the one of the biggest problems that I have, which is already in another film, is what I'm going to talk about. And this may represent something to do with this film. But Alien vs. Predator Requiem irritates me so much because what they really did was fuck around with the life cycle of how long it takes. Like, basically, it's like you get hit by a facehugger, 5 minutes later, the chest burst is out. 5 minutes later, it's turned into a full-grown alien and it's starting to
come. I've got to say that actually started in Alien versus Predator. Well, a lot of the suspense is kind of lost that you had, like, in the first film where that incubation period was longer. So, in this movie, it was very quick again. I was like, I know we're trying to race this along, but...
Yeah. And I mean, there were explanations that they, you know, that they'd been experimenting and trying to make an even better version of the alien or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but like there's the physical capability of an animal to grow from being that big to being 7 foot tall. Like, and I mean, this adds or sort of puts back in an element that it's weird, actually. It adds in something that was cut out of Alien, a part of the Alien lifestyle.
But then put back in the extended cut.
Yeah. So there's a point. So after the, your alien life cycle starts with an egg. Out of the egg comes the chest, the facehugger.
Facehugger
impregnates you with a terrifyingly long fucking thing that goes down your throat more than I've ever seen before in any other film. And that was not cool.
Then you get your chest.
Yeah.
So, let me illustrate. It was born from an egg.
On a mountaintop.
guys, can we?
Yeah. So, but
speed
so
up this life cycle.
Yeah. The thing's meant to gestate for like 24 hours longer.
More.
And then the chest burster comes out. It then fucking runs away, sheds some skin. And then in this one, it adds back in the cocoon stage, which they'd basically gotten rid of from Alien 1. And then it's the full 7 foot tall alien killing machine. And there's a queen somewhere in there as well, but there's no mention of queens this time around. So sorry, that's possibly a spoiler, but you know, whatever. The timing, so yeah, like it just shits me. It shits me every time that they go, oh, 20 minutes, you know, or 10 minutes.
They kind of shot themselves in the foot with this movie because the whole premise was like they had a 36 hour window to do a thing. And so how do you work within that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the premise would have been fine if they didn't need a 36-hour window. Yeah. Or they
They're like,
have...
oh, we're just going to go in and out for a quick run. And,
It's in a decaying orbit. It's due to go in 3 days. Would have been fine because that would have made sense. You'd be like, great, no problem. But, yeah, like there's problems with that. And also... You know, but that was from Alien vs. Predator Requiem. That's the problem that I have with this.
That problem starts in AVP.
Yeah,
and that's one of the main reasons I got pissy at that film.
But I mean, this Alien Romulus is trying to be all things to all people. No matter which alien film has come before, it is literally pulling bits out of it, going, no, we can make it work. It's gonna come together. It's all valid, and it's like that's a lot of stuff. Like you could ease, I feel like there's some people with vested interest, Ridley, that want to make sure that some of his shit just keeps in there for no good reason because no one really cares.
Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that Prometheus and Covenant are still part of the story. They're all part of canon.
Yeah, it's all there. Like, we're going to reference every single film that has come before in any way we possibly can.
Jill. Do you have any other things, positives or negatives that you thought? You got lots of blood and death.
Yeah. I couldn't unsee the xenomorphs just looking like people in suits for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me. But I was just like, it looks like a person.
Interesting.
Like I have seen a friend in a xenomorph costume, so I wonder now if it's kind of been ruined for me because now I'm just like, oh, now they just look like people. They're not kind of scary anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah. The thing that kind of like was working for me in this one was the acid. I liked the addition of the acid blood and like the further exacerbation of the acid blood. Don't feel like they used that a lot previously, so that was kind of like a new thing. Added another element of danger because like you have a pressurized room, and if you burn through it with acid, then you know you're kind of fucked. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Anything else? Or
I'm just ready to get to ratings.
Okay. Not a problem. Right. Yeah, I'm happy to go there. My biggest complaint about it was that it did the thing of referencing lines from other films.
Oh yeah.
A little too often for my there are some that you're like, oh fuck, really? Like you're actually gonna use the whole line. And you know, there were lots of little things that was, you know, a line from Aliens or like a busy little creatures. Moments that ripped straight out of Aliens. Like there's a clip that we've got that is literally just lifted straight out. And you're like,
there's a really big like thing that I can't talk about because it is a major spoiler, and I don't want to do that because I actually want to encourage people to go and watch the thing because it's a good Alien film. But I mean, I was watching it with the sense of viewing everything, going, does that need to be in there? Does it need to be presented this way? Do you really have to add it because you're already doing such a good job with the visual language? I thought, understanding that sometimes, a lot of those dialogue lines are direct references and, you know, choices that are made. I'm like, you didn't actually have to do that choice. You could have just let it be because I was already with you. You did such a good job of visually communicating the world and what all this terror is earlier on that I was like, by the end of it, I'm like, this is getting a little too complicated as you try to drag all the movies together into a cohesive narrative. And I kind of would have been happier if you're like, could have been simpler. I would have been just as happy.
Right. Yeah. Well, I reckon we're at the time where we could drop a rating.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, we're not doing spoiler section. No. So as such, you can either drop it. We can either have the clip and drop a rating or the other way around.
I'm going to rate first before the clip.
Right away then. My friend, if you in the chat have seen it, feel free to drop a numerical thing in there.
One will have seen it. It comes out tomorrow.
Well, exactly. I mean, Karina may have. I don't know. She may have gone to a press screening. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, if you have or somehow you've managed to go for it. Jill, do you want to go? I know that you're itching to give us a rating.
I am going to give it a 70. And a lot of those points are because it had good deaths. It had plenty of aliens. It had a lot of getting fucked up. And then, like, the piece de resistance at the end where I was just like, oh, I was not expecting this, but, oh, mwah, bellissima, love it. Because I haven't been terrified in a long while, like, since Barbarian, I think. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to see
Barbarian
tonight.
Was a good kind of, like, fucking one.
I'm like, oh, I want to see this face in my nightmares, love it. And I think like the minus 30 points, mostly because it was like referencing too much of past Aliens. Like, guys, just stand on your own two feet and be your own movie. You don't need to call all this stuff back. It did have good, if anyone's played Alien Isolation, it did have good vibes like that. It was very much you could insert yourself into the main character and try and like live this out. But at the same time, I wish it had kind of done its own thing a little bit.
I did see a thing. The director said that he loved that game. And as a nod to it, in Isolation, anytime you see a phone, that's a save point in the game. And so he's put phones around the set. And anytime they cut to the phone, that's when shit was about to go down because he really liked Isolation. I was like, that's cool. That's very cool. Dion, do you have a number?
I'm a bit more forgiving than Jill because I'm more than a number, I have a recommendation that people should go see it. Like, I feel like out there and see it in the cinema. So I'll say I'm going to give it a 80, but it's very close. Like, I think it probably dropped down to about 70, 75, but then because I enjoyed it as a whole and what it was trying to do, it comes back up a little bit. Is it perfect? God, no. But will you get frustrated by some things? You know, you're either going to be like, ha, or like, really? But yeah, I agree with Jill's assessment. It was strong enough, I think, without all of the references to the other stuff or the nods, that I would have been like, you know, I like the characters. They were all good. You know, the deaths were good. it had a good understanding motivation of the world and why they were doing it. Like, I understood why they were doing it. I was there with it.
Yeah.
You didn't need to throw in every single film that had come before a reference in some way that was structurally for the plot.
Yeah.
And I hope other people see it. And then I want to talk to people about people who do get to go and see it, because there's one thing that made me go, that's cool. Oh, that's not cool. Actually, no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. There's a big thing that we would have to wait for a spoiler section to talk about, but we'll come back to that maybe in a couple of weeks or something like that and have a discussion about it, because it is a big thing that needs discussing. I'm there with kind of in between both of you. I think I'm a 78. I'm trying to remember when the film was actually Alien was actually released.
79.
Okay. Well, there. Yeah, I'll go with 79. It's there you go. I'm easily swayed. I think it's good, and I think it's scary and it's tense as fuck. And there's lots of moments where I was like really fucking clinging onto the edge of that seat, because I'm like, shit, this is really barreling along. But then it'd do something and be like, why did you feel the need to undo that? Like, you know, there were so many great ideas with, like, you know, the synth and the people and all of these, the like, things. And then they'd do something and you're just like, no, fuck's sake. And I would have loved it. Like, one of the things they set up really early on is the fact that this colony that they're coming from has 2,500 people on it or something. And it's this really rough looking world. And then they just never even put it in any peril at all. And I went, oh, okay, cool. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So they're fine. But yeah, so it's good. It's definitely worth watching in the cinema. It is a very strong return to form to the Alien films after the last two.
And noticing in that trailer that they're advertising it in IMAX, I wish we had seen it in IMAX.
Holy shit, that would have been terrifying.
It would have been prettier. Maybe the end. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there are a couple of jump scares in there that I think I may have completely shit myself on.
And then, look, okay, we're going to go watch. Is it another clip cue? And then
it is a clip. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what we've been watching.
Okay. Wait. Do you see it? There.
Fucking thing's hunting us. Right. New plan. Can you manage yourself with the gun?
Yes, I fucking can.
Right, this is an F-44 AA pulse rifle. It's rotating breech electronic pulse action. That's what the Colonial Marines used. AA stands for aiming assist. So, right, you put that under your arm. That's it. Right, this Andy.
Right, aim it towards Andy. Pull the trigger halfway. Don't worry, the safety's on. See? Aiming assistance. That thing comes towards you. You point it in this general direction, you'll never miss.
Where'd you learn all this?
Games and magazines.
Games and magazines.
Yeah, guns and ammo specifically.
And there is a prime example of what we're talking about. But anyway.
Yeah. Look, I mean, that sort of stuff is just fun. Yeah.
Karina, I don't think it's really a spoiler, but yes, the black gentleman is a synth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these are cool synths.
Yes. And that is revealed very early on in the film. Like,
It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious from the first 5 minutes. It's like, right. He's a synth.
Yes.
They did it very well. Very interesting. Yeah, he's great. Like, and his character journey through the film is the best.
Yeah.
Also, he gets to present some really good scares in just his motion.
Like,
his physical presence occasionally is really good. Because, and I really like it. You know, this the director who's done Evil Dead and Don't Breathe really understands how to do the visual language to make things unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what it is. You know, if someone just freezes for no good reason, you're like, why did you stop moving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
else are we going to talk about?
All sorts of cool shit.
I've got something, Quinny, but do you want to do that now straight away?
Yeah, we can do it now. So Dion wants to talk about this, but I'm not entirely sure whether we've all even seen it yet.
No, can you just play it and then we'll talk about it, because I haven't seen this particular trailer yet.
Okay, are you ready?
No.
Nobody's ready.
Nobody's ready for this.
My son.
Well,
the greatest the world has ever known.
Охотник до сказки.
Oh, by the way, this is the Red Dead trailer, just in case you weren't sure.
Каждый сказки есть правда.
Who's next?
It's creepy.
I heard the noise of thunder.
Are you like your father? A gangster? A killer?
Russell Crowe's in it?
Yes.
Yes. Can we talk about that? His European accent, Danny?
Hell followed with him. There's a man going round
this December or whenever we choose to release.
And he decides who to free and who to blame.
Yes, an animal stronger that you can imagine.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Tell me about this hunter.
Some are born and some are dying.
Once you're on his list, there's only one way off.
When the man comes around.
When the elevators man don't go comes that around. They don't ding at every floor.
Whoever is unjust.
You think you're some kind of honor?
Some kind of woman.
You're just another man.
Whoever is righteous.
Hunting for a trophy.
Let him be righteous too.
Just like our father.
When the man comes around.
I'm not like watching.
Embrace who you really are, son.
Yes.
At least they had the right costume.
Yeah, and they've got an actual rhino.
Is it Paul Giamatti?
Calm the bitch when the man comes around.
There you go. Are you craving it?
Look, you know, as long as we get a team up at the end that has fucking
Morbius
and Madam Web and all of them come together.
Venom and inexplicably the Vulture, because he showed up in that universe. We don't know why.
I mean, I just hadn't, like, it came out and I was like, really? Why are you still persisting with this? We could just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can they write that one off for the tax break?
Yeah, they fucking wrote off Batgirl and we still get Kraven.
I don't want to live in this parallel universe anymore.
Oh no, it's the worst timeline.
There is a theory that we are actually the mirror universe.
Look, I mean, I'm glad.
Tease I'm seeing right now.
I like the fact that he wore the costume, the proper costume with the furry neck.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. I'm not sure I understand the eyes and the spirit of the lion and Russell Crowe for some reason, as an Eastern European guy. And how, in the end, is he going to hunt Spider-Man?
Maybe there is no Spider-Man this time around. I don't know.
Right. And now, is he an anti-hero?
His tour of the European accents.
Is he a
good guy? We're stopping next, Russell.
He's done Greek, he's done Italian, and now he's doing indiscriminate. something like that.
It used to be called the
indiscriminate Slavic accent.
Just slaving it on.
Lavering all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's. So, are you excited, Dion? You keen for December?
Is it? No.
not your screen. Okay.
I think I can't even wait till streaming. I mean.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to see it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? But sure. Okay, is anyone else excited for Kraven the Hunter? No?
Not really.
No. I will say, when they put him with the furry thing and the jacket with the open top, I was like, oh, okay. At least they actually looks a bit like the character from the comics. That was a nice little nod.
Sure.
But, you know, having a character dressed appropriately does not a film make.
I think Deadpool and Wolverine would argue that it is. with look at the scoreboard, it's $1 billion.
I bet you there's a lot of people looking at that going, how did they get that so right? Maximum effort.
All right, nice. What else
are we talking about? Jill, what have you been watching?
I binged Umbrella Academy season 4 on the weekend.
Nice. Okay.
I'm sad that it's over.
Oh. Do you want to talk about it while we play the trailer underneath, or do you
if you like?
Or do you just want to tell us about it? I'm perfectly fine either way.
I'll just tell you guys about it. I don't think anyone needs to see a trailer. This is literally season 4. It's been around for a good few years now. Yeah, it wrapped up, but I got to say I don't really feel like there was any kind of character development conclusions for these people. They all kind of started out as assholes and ended as assholes, and I don't know if that was the point, but that's just kind of where they ended up. I was, like, really kind of sad about the ending because it wasn't a happy one, really.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it away for anyone, but like it was probably not a hero's ending as you would expect for a semi superhero-ish kind of show.
Right.
Yeah, so but at least they all kind of made the right decision in the end.
Right.
Yeah. For as much as they do try to save the world, they like came to the strong realization of what needed to happen, and they made the right choice. They didn't try to like find a workaround or anything like that. They just kind of was like, okay, we're gonna have to do it. Let's just do it.
Would you say that it was kind of like a black parade of an ending?
Now that you got that out of the way. But they did a nice little thing in the end credits where you got to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes photos from filming across the season. It was kind of nice. It was a little bit of, you know, we had the time of our lives kind of deal.
I was going to say, did they do the time of our lives to it?
No, it was good though. I'm going to miss that show. Going to miss it.
So this is season 4. I'm trying to think. I think I finished season 2, but I didn't start season 3. Should I try and finish it off? Like,
oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because
I put stuff in there.
Right.
Because season 3, you get like Elliot Page's debut in the series, and
Then maybe I have seen some of season 3 because
you have seen 3.
Yeah, I must have because I remember Elliot. As Elliot, and how that was addressed, which was very much just like, I'm this person now, and everyone going, cool.
Yeah.
And moving on. You know, it was nicely handled.
Mm-hmm.
Ironclad Eminem has showed up and has just watched the hot mess that was Alien Romulus. You
know it's a hot mess, but you know what? It's still hot.
Yeah. You like a hot mess.
Our ratings were, you know, generally kind.
Generally kind. It does a lot. It does too much. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you're doing too much, but okay, we respect that you did a lot. You got a lot of things right, but you were doing too much.
DTM.
Down to smash? No, I don't know.
Doing too much.
Oh, right. Get your mind like, down to mash. Is that a sex thing? I don't know what that means.
Yes, well, it's like, you know, the film was a monster mash.
Masturbating, no.
Sorry.
What do you want to talk about, Quinny?
I want to talk about keeping in the theme of the week, because something I ran across recently that I was like, oh, fuck yeah, this is really cool. So some of you may remember from about, I think it was 7 years ago. I just had to look it up. There was an anime that was made based on Star Wars. It was a X-Wing / TIE Fighter anime that was all made by one dude. Literally one guy at home animated an entire fucking, I think it was 10 minutes long. And it was really fucking good. And it was kind of amazing. Well, that guy has spent the intervening time going, fuck it, I'm going to make an alien anime. And I'm going to show you a little bit of it. I won't show you the whole thing because it is 20 minutes long.
You better not be doing anything weird.
But it is really fucking good. And once again, remembering, this is one dude.
You were going to show us the sexy egg bit, Quinny, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry. I just thought, you know, it seemed like the appropriate thing. You get the general idea. Yeah. The main thing I want to say is, seek it out. It's literally just called Alien Monday.
Mommy's home.
It's a bad day on the ship.
H-O-T-T-O-T-O.
This alien mommy's hot to go.
Yeah. I like the audio. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It's surprisingly good, and I'm going to suggest that everybody who likes a bit of Alien could maybe go and seek it out, because I was just like, holy shit. So to answer the question, is it just fan-made or did they have the rights to make it? By the looks of it, they've actually gotten permission, because the – I'm just trying to find the thing – it mentions it references 20th Century Fox at the end. So I'm not entirely sure whether they've just been given permission.
I mean, who knows what they're doing? But if someone comes out and goes, hey, I want to make a fan film based on this sort of thing and animate the entire stuff myself, I'm pretty sure people are going to be like, wow, that's advertising for our thing. Sure.
Yeah.
Not just that. Don't sell it. Are you really?
Yeah. You can do what you want. Literally it says copyright 20th Century Fox, so. Yes.
So, yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, okay. I hope that there's someone standing there going, get this man an animation studio.
Yeah.
Kind of like, that's good enough. That's good enough to be doing stuff, man.
I want to call attention to Ironclad Eminem, who's come into the chat, dropping so much alien hate in there. I'm so sorry that you didn't have a good time. We did. we had some fun.
It depends on the things that you're after about it. Maybe there was too much there of tying things together. It's like, no, I've got all these threads. They're going to fit together. And it's like, wow.
They're going to fit together. I'm going to make them fit together.
I've got this 240 volt cable and I've got this three phase cable. And I've got these shoelaces.
It's some duct tape, yeah.
We're going to put them together. And there's also a stick of dynamite in it. but it's all going to work. Yeah.
And no, you don't ever have to be sorry. Like, come in with we're here for opinions. If people have opinions, mm-hmm. you know, that's what we all have.
Yeah.
I know. You got to listen to our hot takes, so we want to hear yours.
Absolutely. Sure. Excellent. Yeah. And if anyone else is watching anything or, you know, wants to tell us about stuff that we should be checking out, please let us know. I've also started watching the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated series.
Animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series.
Yes, absolutely.
27 other animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series.
What platforms are on, Quinny?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good fucking question.
It's on Paramount Plus. Oh, wait.
I think maybe.
Was that the news that we all got today, which is the Paramount Studios is shutting their TV department?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that came out.
That's not good.
Who knows about stuff that's in production already going or what they're actually going
to
be doing?
All I need to know is what is happening with Strange New Worlds. That is the only show I care about.
And Yellowstone.
No.
For some people.
No.
Yeah, I don't really give a
shit. I heard it's not the same since Kevin left. So.
But are you asking about The Thing? That's what I want to know, if you're asking about The Thing.
The Thing?
I don't know. It's Casper's asking these questions, Quinny. I don't.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I have asked, and I'll let you know, Casper. It's all good. Okay. Yeah, yeah, no. I'll talk about it offline.
The Thing, actual name, Ben Grimm, is one of the characters. Yeah.
yes, absolutely. So Tales and Teenage Ninja Turtles is on Paramount Plus. Yeah. Sorry. It's on Nickelodeon. Find it however you can, as quickly as you can. It's based on the recent film, so it's
cute. Okay.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it does the same visual style but in 2D animation. So the film had that real kind of graffiti painter kind of chalkboard kind of feel. This does that, but more like pen and paper. And it's almost done like a kid scribbling in a book.
Have they got the same voice cast?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, they kept all of the four voice cast of the Turtles. They didn't keep Splinter, though, because that was...
Oh, Jackie Chan, too much money.
however, they also didn't recast him. They've just, for some reason, got him speaking in vermin, whatever that means. So he just squeaks like a rat. I don't know.
What the fuck?
I'm just like, okay, cool, whatever.
Speaking of cool anime stuff, something I wanted to advocate for was a film called Mars Express, which is a French anime thing that looks really pretty and interesting. And I haven't actually sat down and been able to watch it recently, but yeah, that one. That's another one that you should have a look if you like the animes. There's also French, and maybe you're over French after the Olympics.
Yes. If you're digging the French weirdness, you can have more French weirdness.
And what are we doing next week?
That's a fucking good question.
I don't know.
Yay!
Oh, right. Sunny. Hey.
Thank you for the light you shine my way.
I haven't started yet. That's on Apple TV Plus.
It is.
You can keep track of how many streaming services exist these days.
Well, they come, they go, you know.
They come, they go, they put ads on, and then you go.
Yeah.
And then they go, why is no one watching the streaming service?
So Casper's asking, are we not switching out for Borderlands?
You can do it. You want to? Casper, you can do the show next week, and you can do Borderlands.
Yeah. I mean, was it Adsky who'd seen it?
Adsky and Casper are hosting the show next week, and they're doing Borderlands.
Adsky said he was just happy that he only paid $10 to see it. So,
he got the half price ticket.
Funny, weird character casting.
Love seeing the influencers saying, "Hey, use my code, get 40% off your tickets."
Oh god.
It's like that's not a deal. Everyone's giving it away.
Yeah.
No. It's like, 40% off and a chance to win a voucher from JB Hi-Fi. I'm like, oh god, really?
Okay. Please come and watch our film.
It makes me want to get rid of all my Borderlands merch. I don't have much Borderlands.
No. Yeah. It's a big mess. Nobody has seen it. I don't know. I still want to watch it, but I don't want to pay for it. And I'm not entirely sure I want to watch it in the cinema. Take from that what you will.
Yeah.
And yes. Look,
the Indians aren't even going to cam rip it. That's how bad it is.
there's the sort of all insults. Yeah. Like, this isn't even going to get views for our gambling ads. Why would
you
we?
Won't even, no, you won't even find it on the torrents. It's that abysmal.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Love that, though. That's a great review. It's like, not even, it can't even find any in Canberra. Not worth it.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh, there is a camera. Oh.
God damn.
Who would know where? We don't advocate any of that
stuff. No, we would never do that. Never at all. Yeah.
Shouldn't be looking at the World Preview Network for new release movies.
Excellent. Right. So, yes, we've got Sunny next week.
That's a light change from body horror this week.
Yeah, a little bit different. And we are starting to see advertising for The Crow, so we'll see whether or not we actually.
Oh, yeah, The Crow. That's right.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't a cursed idea to remake that movie.
Yeah.
Hey, look, but coming up soon, next month, don't forget we've got season 2 of Rings of Power, so let's see how that's going to go with your puppy food ads and how to install windshield wipers.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime now has fucking ads everywhere. And I'll be fucking going to pay $3 extra. And Terminator anime.
Yeah.
And then there's Agatha All Along. And finally, what happens next month, Quinny?
I don't know.
The film that we saw earlier.
Yeah. You'll all get an opportunity to watch Transformers 1. And they are doing a big screening of that, and another big screening of that here in Sydney with Chris Hemsworth and that at the IMAX. So I'm like,
really?
Can I watch it again, please?
Sure, in IMAX. Actually, that would be fucking kick ass.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I'm like, I don't really give a shit about Hemo or Tyrese or Brian. Whatever his name is.
Brian Terry Henry, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, there were three names and I couldn't get any. but yeah, I would definitely watch that movie in fucking IMAX because it is well worth it. So yes, that's next month. Lots to do. Lots to do. Well,
amazing.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you've had fun.
Yeah. Like, and you know, try and get out there and see Alien Romulus. It's better than you thought and also terrible in other. Yeah. I mean,
it's a big fucking step up from Covenant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the cinema, your internal geek may scream, but also you are getting a pretty good looking film. Not a date movie. It's going to put that out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Unless you guys are into that thing. Like,
yeah. And if you're into that sort of thing watching this film, I would be a little concerned.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there that's not good.
If this film gets you hot and heavy, okay, that's a different kink I can't follow you.
Where are you going, Mr. Frodo? I can't follow. Right, well, thank you, everybody. I can't rate anyone because that's not how it works anymore. So we'll say thank you, and we'll see you all again next week.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.